Now here in the Game Cookery Theatre, just by the Country Pursuits Arena, and I'm with Rosemary Schrager and Sir Ken Morrison himself. How are you doing today? Are you both all right?
Very, very well indeed. I'm quite nervous, actually,
really?
To think that I'm going to boss Sir Ken Morrison around.
How are you feeling about it, Ken? Are you nervous? I bet you're more nervous
than the role of the apprentice.
Do you do much cooking?
I think I'll get criticised severely. But I'm quite happy with that.
It's normally the seasoning. Just put loads of salt in. That's what Rosemary likes.
Opportunity, you see.
What are you cooking today?
Well, we're doing some poached duck breast and some wild sea trout, which is very much in season, which is a very short season, which is delicious. And Sir Ken is going to do some smoked haddock tartare with a soft poached quail's egg, which
delicious.
He's going to have to make.
Have you ever done a tartare before, Ken?
No, I haven't. I must confess, at this stage, I'm not a cook.
Right.
But I think maybe there's a trap being set for me.
Do you think?
Time will tell.
Don't you trust her?
Yeah, no, I trust her implicitly. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
Can I just ask, how much does where your food comes from matter to you? How much does provenance matter?
Well, I think provenance is incredibly important. And I think it's sustainability, helping the local communities. If you can't source it locally, then you're allowed to go, what I say, globally. But otherwise, you need to do everything you can in your power to source locally. It is imperative that we support our local producers. And I know that Sir Ken has actually been doing this himself in the supermarkets, which I think is very admirable, as I told you yesterday, because I think we should do, this is what it's all about. We must cut down those miles. It's very important, and help the communities,
yes.
And get them going again.
There's great ingredients in Yorkshire, Ken. You're obviously being Morrison's.
The great thing about food is that the supply should be honest, and the cooking should be honest and straightforward, and then I think you've got a success.
Absolutely.
Yes, simplicity.
What are your secrets to success, Rosemary?
I don't know. Do you know what? I think the secret is be yourself.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, when people meet me, they say, you're exactly the same as you are on TV. And I never change. I am what I am. And I think, you know, one must never underestimate the people who watch you on TV or underestimate the people who actually come and watch you cook. If you don't know your job, and also, if you aren't honest, they will see through you. Believe me, people are bright and never underestimate the public. So be...
I've done it again. I keep switching windows on. I'm not meant to.
Oh,
how unprofessional does that sound?
If you aren't honest, they will see through you. Believe me, people are bright and never underestimate the public.
Isn't she lovely,
so
though?
Be yourself, yeah. I think, is the most important thing in life. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I would agree.
And Ken as well.
And I think the great thing is... every day.
Absolutely. I mean, Sir Ken.
I am here.
And that's what you're doing. You'll be learning how to cook. Wow, it looks like you've got lots to get on with. I'll leave you to it, and best of luck, Ken.
Nice to see you, and thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Pleasure meeting you both.
Thank you.